Welcome to Dragonroot Radio. Today, we're bringing you content from our virginity series. We'll be airing our interview with Megan Masterson, who recently spoke with Dragonroot about her piece in the McGill Daily called The 22-Year-Old Virgin. But first up, I had the chance to sit down with a number of girls from different ages to talk about their thoughts on the concept of virginity.
People, like, still care if you're, like, a virgin or not, and they still care, people are still pressured.
If you say you're a virgin, guys kind of perceive you as being innocent and, like, virtuous, and I've had that experience where, like, I've had experiences with a lot of guys, and, like, and then one time I just decided, like, usually I'm not so pushing a guy away so much to the fact, like, this one time, I wanted to give this guy time. I said that I wanted to take things slowly, and I felt like afterwards, he just treated me like I was this virtuous person and, like, attributed so many of those things to me.
Yeah. There's which so many double standards like that. So
You can be sexy and be a virgin, and people don't equate the two ever, and it's like, that's stupid. It's not even,
it's like, I feel like people, people think of virginity, they're like, oh, you know, you're doing it for, like, religious reasons, or, like,
you're a prude
in the sense that you want to wait till you're married, or, you know, they always, like, brand you as soon as under, like, certain terms.
Why do you need to have a specific belief or reason for doing what you want to do with your body? You know, the idea that, oh, like, if a guy's a virgin, that's just sad because he hasn't, he's just, like, you know, whatever, like
a loser.
And, like, you know, the whole,
so it kind of goes into the idea of, like, men being active and females being passive, where, like, if a guy is a virgin, it's, like, kind of by choice.
He has no
experience.
If a girl, it's a moral decision.
Because, like, there's the impression that a girl could always get some if she wanted.
So it's more about it's in the
control. Because it's not true, like, that you can just get what you want all the time.
I was gonna ask what you guys thought of the sort of concept of, like, getting it over with, and this sort of idea, because I know that there have been one, maybe two times when I was very tempted to be like, okay, I'm, you know, I'm 18, 19, older, and, like, everyone, you're at university, everyone's doing it, and, like, maybe you're making it into too much of a big deal. Would it be that bad just to sort of get past that hurdle so you could approach relationships and dating differently and not have this sort of, like, burden up, like, virginity, like, hanging over you, influencing things, like I was talking about before? It makes everything kind of a little more awkward. So, yeah, like, I definitely have thought about that. But then I kind of went through this phase where I was very tempted, but then I, like, kind of reoriented myself and, like, found a bit more of my identity. And I was like, no, I remember why I was raised way, I thought a certain way, and this is why I still, I hadn't done it before, and it's why I'm still going to wait till it's something more serious. Or, like, till I really know the guy well. So, what do you guys think of the idea of, like, getting it over with, or, I don't know.
It's very interesting for me, just because I didn't grow up, like, I know you didn't either to a certain extent, but I didn't grow up in, like, a completely Western household, you know? So, for me, I never, like, at least for my family, I never had that sort of idea that, like, it was, I never had that pressure, but I did see a lot of people go through. Also, my friends in high school, I guess I didn't really have that sort of pressure, but I did have friends who I wasn't super close with who did go through that pressure, like, senior year, that are like, oh my god, I'm still a virgin, can't go to university like this.
This movie's
gotta fix this.
Seriously.
It's terrible.
And even though, like, the pressure wasn't that much for me, it's not that I didn't think about it either. And so, yeah, I think it sucks. It really sucks. I just to feel this, like, sort of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, there's this timeline, and I was watching this show the other day, and they had, like, a sexologist or someone on there, and she said something about how, like, sex has become almost like a competitive sport now. Like, everyone's, like, trying to be, like, the first, or not, like, literally the first, but, you know, they're trying to, like, beat their peers at, like, when they lose their virginity, how good they are. And so it is, like, kind of being,
it's very competitive.
Yes.
That was That was people talking about the concept of virginity, and now we're going to turn to a previously aired interview on Dragon Root. We had the chance to speak with Megan Masterson, who recently wrote a piece for the McGill Daily newspaper on her experience as a 22-year-old virgin.
Megan Masterson, and I'm in my final year here at McGill. I've studied world religions and women's studies for the past 4 years, and I just published my very first piece ever in the McGill Daily, and it was an article called The 22-Year-Old Virgin.
So why did you decide to write this article?
It was sort of a mixture of several different trains of thought. I had previously written about issues of virginity and my understandings of my sexuality, mostly for myself or anonymously for zines. And then I was broken up with, and so equally it was sort of my own cathartic process. And I realized that the two issues really ended up working together, and it was about a lot more than my feelings being hurt after being broken up with and feeling like my sexuality had sort of played a central role in that whole process.
What was the like initial reception of the piece?
It's been nuts. I expected like my mother and some daily diehards to really be reading the piece, and I sort of expected to get ripped apart just because I do know that especially within feminist circles, this idea of virginity has basically been rejected. And so I was really nervous. And then, yeah, that morning I was at work and I remember seeing the first like 3 comments on the piece, and they were all quite kind. And I just burst into tears. I was so surprised. The reception has been both critical and really supportive. Most of the critical responses have been thought-provoking, and sort of questioning why I would still use the word virgin and offering other ideas for ways that I could perceive my sexuality outside of these sort of binaries. But I think that more importantly, the discussion is so much broader than my own sexual history, that I've appreciated people interacting with my experiences, but I also hope that it has inspired other people to be a little bit more critical about the ways that they approach sexuality.
A lot of people mentioned that it's a brave article, an honest article, so what do you think of it being labeled as such?
I think it's really kind. I guess I can wrap my head more easily around the adjective honest, because it clearly is pretty explicitly honest, and I think brave is funny. I'm not really sure how to approach the word. I think that there's a way that it's not necessarily okay to publicly talk outside of maybe TV shows that we watch about women publicly announcing their sexual decisions, or really generally, but I think especially for women. And so for me to publicly declare not only the realities of my sexual endeavors, but on top of that, the fact that it wasn't necessarily this sort of ideal 20-something sex life that we see in movies or TV shows or magazines, I think that it's scary for anyone to do that. And so the fact that I did make that decision, I don't know. I've been doing my best to fulfill this word brave that everybody's been ascribing to me, but so I wasn't even going to publish my name with the piece, which I think is the only way that I was able to write it quite so honestly. Right. But then I realized that central to the whole article is the fact that, like, screw that shame, screw this. And so if I hadn't published my name with it, it would have been really hypocritical and weird. And so instead, we decided to do a 4-picture spread with it.
The article is titled The 22-Year-Old Virgin. And so the age is kind of emphasized in this, and so I was wondering why might a 22-year-old virgin be stigmatized, and if this is unique to people in their 20s?
I mean, it's not something that I've only encountered. In my teens as well, I still felt funny about it. But I think especially there are social expectations around when one's sex life starts to develop and sort of these steps that one goes through. And I think especially in your 20s, it's sort of a funny in-between space where there are nobody's necessarily talking about it in public. Clearly you might discuss it with your friends, but it's the strange in-between space where there are expectations that people are being sexual, but nobody's really necessarily talking about what that means. And so I think they're, speaking of the reception of the piece, I've gotten so many messages about, I'm a 25-year-old virgin, from guys and from women, and talking about how alienated and strange they feel about the fact that they identify as virgins and haven't necessarily had penetrative sex. And so I think that it's unique to your 20s because there are strange expectations that I don't come from somewhere.
So in the article, you mentioned some common stereotypes associated with virginity. So how might these stereotypes be problematic in terms of, like, people identifying or not identifying with them and how they're portrayed?
I guess I'll go back to, I use a couple of examples in the article, and it's the stereotype that I have the hardest time navigating is this assumption of innocence. And to a certain degree, I guess inexperience. And so the idea that innocence and virtue come from inexperience and vice versa. And the idea that we don't become sexual until we have penetrative sex is strange. And I think that it leads to these weird assumptions where I'm not a good virgin because I am sexual, but I'm also not really a fully sexually liberated woman because I don't want to have casual sex. And there's a stereotype and expectation of innocence. And I think that that is problematic because it inhibits kind of an honest experience of one's sexuality. And so, not that it's a bad thing to feel innocent and to identify as such, but for these stereotypes to exist sort of across the board, to identify any woman who doesn't feel as though she has had penetrative sex or hasn't had penetrative sex, I think that that's a problem.
So you described in the article a situation with a guy on the 16th floor balcony.
Which I've gotten a lot of things have been said about that in the comment section.
So yeah, he responded, but you're so sexual, and you kind of touched on this before, but why is this kind of response frustrating or even problematic?
Yeah. I guess it's frustrating because I think that implicit within that question is the idea that now that they know, I'm somehow less sexual. And I identify as a sexual woman. I like to feel sexy. I like to... I enjoy most sexual encounters that I end up putting myself in. And so to have someone in the midst of that question my sexual subjectivity is a little harsh. And so as much as I understand that it can be surprising, I've spoken to some guys who have sort of asked, like, then what do I say if I'm surprised in the situation? How do I respond? And I think that the most important part is recognizing the importance of communication. And so just saying, but you're so sexual, doesn't tell me how you're feeling. It just makes me feel immediately insecure. Thankfully, I've sort of worked through most of those so that instead it just makes me feel angry.
So some commenters have critiqued the focus of virginity on penetration. So how do you respond to these critiques?
So I've gotten a lot of comments that were kind of asking why I had left out the issue of male virginity, and the fact that virginity isn't necessarily solely a site at which I think I wrote something about virginity being another site where society can sort of control female sexuality. And I, first and foremost, it was clearly a really personal narrative. So that's sort of the easy answer, that there was no way that I could have written a piece on what it feels like to be a 22-year-old guy who's a virgin, because I have no idea. But I think more than that, it's also the ways that I don't think it's necessarily questioned in the same way. And my virginity has constantly been questioned throughout the comment section, and my ability to identify as such. And I personally I haven't done a whole lot of research on this, but I don't know of any male friends of mine who feel as though they lost their virginity the first time that they participate in oral sex. It just wasn't, it's not that way. But females, there's this strange ambiguity. So commenters feel as though they can define my sexuality and my identity as a virgin, or my flexible, strange, problematic identity as a virgin, because I have performed other sexual acts that haven't been penetrative sex. I think that that's what I meant when I said that I think virginity is a really unique issue when it comes to female sexuality, as opposed to the issues that arise when we're talking about guys who are virgins.
I want to talk about the last line where opening a broader discussion, not why you are a virgin, but rather why everyone else cares. Do you think you could talk a bit more about this?
I've actually thought, so in the past, month and a half since it was published, I've had a couple of main lines of thought that have been inspired by the comments and the responses and just my own processing the article. And I think that specifically with that, I clearly chose to put my story out into the public arena. And so I do think it's important to distinguish between my own. I was asking people to respond. I was asking readers to respond. And so they did. And as much as I can wish that some of the readers were responding more critically, or even just doing more reflection before they responded, I think that when it comes to defining other individuals' choices to identify as a virgin, it makes me feel very strange that other people think they can define that. And so that was sort of what I was trying to bring up, is that I hope that my article can become situated within this broader discussion and sort of these assumptions we have that we can make judgments and define other people's rights to identify however they wish to. And so, like I said, it goes back to, I still have a hard time fully justifying my use of the word virgin based on the stuff I bring up in the article, that it's really kind of these heteronormative assumptions and the ways that different bodies are classed and raced, and that clearly is really central. But at the end of the day, I think we need to stop questioning, like, why do you do that? Why do you do that? Why do you do that? And turn it back and consider why it is that other people get so worked up about the fact that I want to just call myself a virgin.
Yeah.
What is it that is so threatening, or a turnoff, or what have you? Why is the word virgin so emotionally charged?
Mm-hmm. In the article, you mention, like, communicating with people that you're interacting with about that. But so, like, how do you negotiate that communication? And
I think that brings up a couple of good points. I sort of left it out in the article, but I'm pretty vocal generally, and specifically when it comes to the potential of bringing someone home, I never do that without making it pretty clear before we leave wherever it is that we are, that I have no intention of having sex with the person. And so that's key. I've had a lot of people say, like, well, of course, we live in a strange rape culture, and that's just a whole other issue. But I do think it's important that, admittedly, there are expectations, and I have no interest in creating false hope where there is none. And so, but when it comes to then being in my apartment, and after I've made it clear that I'm not going to sleep with someone, you just know when you're having an encounter and there's some sort of an expectation that, like, oh, well, if I'm not going to get some of that, then I better get some of this, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's strange, and I have gotten some really great responses from the same guys who have sort of said, then how should I respond? How should I react? I'm not saying you shouldn't react honestly, but I'm saying you should be really, really, I keep using this word, but critical and self-reflective, and just, like, consider where your response is coming from and what assumptions your response is working through. And so if your immediate response is, but you're so sexual, or, oh, well, I hope I'm getting head at least, you know, then I think you need to work through some things as well. We're all in a place at which our sexuality is constantly developing, and I think that that's just a reality from here on out. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person, or that I think that some of the guys I've dated have been inherently misogynistic pigs, but I think that there are some underlying kind of notions about and expectations that are really unfair that end up falling on a woman's body.
You're listening to Dragon Root Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. You've just listened to the second installment of our virginity series. Be sure to drop by the 2110 Center tonight, where they'll be hosting their annual AGM, where you can find out more of what they've been up to the past year and meet the new board members. So you're listening to the Tuesday Morning After. We'd like to thank all our guests and contributors to this week's show, and be sure to tune in next week for more.